In this week's One on One, Dominic Yoon talks to Bill Cohen.
My guest today is Bill Cohen, a New York-born lawyer, constitutional law professor, and teacher. Bill has lived in the Czech Republic for a number of years, dividing his time between teaching media and ethics at the University of New York in Prague, writing for publications such as the Prague Post, and working as a legal consultant. You're a media and ethics professor and a constitutional law scholar, is that right? What exactly does that mean?
I'm trained as a lawyer. I worked as a lawyer in San Francisco and California for a decade, and I came here, returned here. I was first in the Czech Republic, which was then Czechoslovakia, in 1990, and planted the seeds for my return, which happened in 2002. So I've been here about 6 years, writing, advising, and teaching about law and law-related matters. And it's a labor of love. We get into a lot of interesting issues at the university where I teach, and the students are fabulous.
So tell me what it's like when you compare, for example, Czech students with American students. What are your experiences working with young Czechs?
Well, I ask them if they have any relevant experience, and they never want to say anything. And I say, the difference between you guys is that American students think they're expert in everything. If their mothers breastfed them, they think it makes them an expert in early childhood nutrition. Whereas these Czech and Slovak and other European students actually have a great deal of relevant experience, but they tend to downplay it significantly. They don't think it's worth anything. So to the extent that they can amplify their relevant experience, I think it behooves them in this age when people need to market themselves, frankly, because they do have fabulous language skills, fabulous educational and work experience, and it's great to get them out of their shell and make them realize their potential and work with them.
And I guess possibly part of this shell that you mentioned may be related to the communist past in this country, whereby certainly media and even the very concept of ethics was not taken that seriously by the former regime and had that effect on the generation. So when you're kind of teaching young Czechs, is that something that you're aware of, that there's a sort of new perceptions coming along?
Yeah, the critical thinking class, what we focus on is asking the right questions, questioning assumptions, questioning arguments that are made. And definitely there's a tendency, given the history of education in Czechoslovakia and the East, for students to be accustomed to rote learning. That is, their instructors throw at them information, which they swallow and then spit back. And what we try to do is break that down. I should mention that the university where I teach is the University of New York in Prague, in Prague too. And I've been there for 6 years. And we, have a lot of things that we do in order to help our students realize their potential. So the challenge is in terms of breaking through the tendency to just accept and not question the information and analysis that they're given, and also in terms of helping them to be active participants in their own learning. The greatest challenge I have is I ask students to find a related topic to the subject matter to investigate on their own. And they drag their feet because they want me to give them something. And I'm like, no, you need to do some research and think about what we've done here and find something that you're genuinely interested in. And that's like pulling teeth sometime. But it's an essential part of empowering these young kids to realize their potential, that is, to think independently.
And what do you think, from a slightly wider perspective, the state of media and ethics and some of these other issues that you deal with are overall in the Czech Republic?
Well, when it comes to law and ethics, obviously the problem here is corruption. There's a passivity, there's a resignation to the fact that this is just the way it is and we'll never be able to change it. But I see amongst the leaders in our student body a burning desire to change that. So I do have hope that the kids are going to lead to a better day. I see their excitement and optimism in a lot of areas. And one of the great problems they're going to need to tackle is corruption. Another great problem they're going to need to tackle is climate change, global warming. They're aware of these issues, and we try to integrate it into their learning because they recognize that they need to do better than their parents' generation did.
Working with these young Czechs, what have their perceptions of Americans been, and have they been somewhat perhaps colored, prejudiced by the current state, shall we say, of America under the Bush administration and the kind of, you know, the image problem that America has certainly faced in the last few years?
Certainly, but enough of them have spent time in the States. You know, these kids are very mobile. They're part of the, you know, globalization. They've been exchange students over there. And I should mention, in terms of, you know, the international element, our university has students from around 70 different countries. The largest constituency is Czechs, followed by Slovaks, followed by likely Russians and students from the states that formerly constituted Yugoslavia, Croatia, Serbia, Macedonia. I've had students all the way from A to Z, Afghanistan to Zimbabwe in my class. We have lots of American students, lots of Canadian students, so it's very international. I mention that in the sense that the students have a lot of international experience, having lived and worked in other places, and I think they recognize that the people of a country aren't always to be closely associated with their government, that the people can be good, and people are good generally, even though the government may do things that are seen as bad and not in the interest of, you know, people who are affected by their actions. So that's part of their empowerment and critical analysis that they're developing, and their life experience helps them to get there.
Can you describe what it's like for a foreigner, an English speaker, to live in Prague and the various sort of small international English-speaking community here, you know, trying to make a difference, letting your voices be heard?
It's nice to be able to have outlets like the Prague Post, as well I write for various online publications, particularly because I write about the things I teach about, so it lets me share my writing with my students and integrate, you know, theory and practice. My feeling about teaching is, if I'm not actively engaged and interested in the topics I'm teaching about, why should the students be interested in it? So my writing helps to keep me honest in terms of raising questions and thinking about cutting edge issues, including missile defense and the radar base here.
The radar base is obviously a big issue here. How do you personally view the way it's been played out?
Associate Justice Louis Brandeis of the U.S. Supreme Court said that sunlight is the best disinfectant, meaning that when things are exposed to the light of day in public scrutiny, there's a more honest process and better outcomes. And in this sense, obviously, everything was held closely under wraps, and the public wasn't really involved in having a say in this until it was essentially a done deal. So that's my sense about the process, that it was too much of a closed process.
Final question. You're a New Yorker. You're from New York.
Yeah.
You grew up there, and now you live in Prague. What are your kind of contrasts and views of the pros and cons of living in these the two cities?
I love them each in their own way. I miss the cuisine of New York. I miss, you know, the things that I'm culturally familiar with. But, you know, as the French say, vive la différence. It's the fact that we can be here and experience things that are different that makes us appreciate both where we come from and the fact that other places are different. Czechs hold their cards close to the vest. They don't make eye contact with you. They don't smile at you. But if you can break through that and get to know them, they're really just a bunch of big, soft teddy bears underneath it.
Bill Cohen, thank you very much for joining us.
Pleasure. Thank you.